AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The prosecution has rested in the trial of a Baltimore police officer charged with manslaughter in the custody death of Freddie Gray. AP's David Dishno has more.
Prosecutors called four witnesses. Three of them had to do with the identification of Freddie Gray's DNA and bloodstains found in the police van. The last witness was a professor of criminal law. He testified that whatever officers are on the scene when a prisoner is in need of help shares the responsibility for getting him help.
Officer William Porter's defense attorneys are expected to begin their case tomorrow. Porter is the first of six Baltimore police officers to go on trial for Gray's death last April. Boston College says 80 students have been made sick with a gastrointestinal illness shortly after eating at a Chipotle restaurant near campus. Boston Commissioner of Inspection Services William Buddy Christopher says the restaurant has been shut down and is being cleaned.
There is a disinfection process that is recommended by the Department of Public Health. We have issued flyers to all of the people involved so that the property is being done in a precautionary method.
Chipotle says it believes the Boston illnesses are due to a norovirus separate from the E. coli outbreak first reported in the Northwest. A team of 30 officers with dogs has resumed searching the vast Utah desert area where the car of NFL quarterback Jay Cutler's brother-in-law was found abandoned 12 days ago. Grand County Sheriff Stephen White says they still don't know where Michael Calavari was headed or what he was doing in the area. He says investigators are considering all possibilities, including that Calavari doesn't want to be found. He bailed out of jail on November 25th. His car was found 2 days later off a dirt road some 200 miles south of Salt Lake City. It was running, and the airbag had been deployed. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 149. This is AP Radio News. House lawmakers are pushing toward a vote on a bill that would tighten controls on travel to the U.S. from anyone who's been in Iraq or Syria in the previous 5 years. That bill is expected to be overwhelmingly approved. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump stands by his demands to bar Muslims from entering this country, despite being sharply criticized by fellow Republicans, Democrats, and religious leaders. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Trump is dead wrong.
What was proposed yesterday is not what this party stands for, and more importantly, it's not what this country stands for.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest calls Trump's proposal offensive.
It's morally reprehensible. It runs counter to the Constitution, and it has consequences for our national security. And the problem is you still have a bunch of Republican candidates who are standing by their pledge to support him for President of the United States if, in fact, he's nominated.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.